welcome to a special edition of the Ramble Room. You might call this a special mini edition. In early June, Representative Chip Nyman, whom you've heard if you're a follower of this show, made a proposition. He basically was asking people to promise to sign a pledge to vote for legislation that his constituency was very much in favor of. And without getting into the weeds and trying to go to all the specifics, I wanted to play you a little excerpt. Now, this is from 7th of June, Corporations Committee, where Representative Nyman was trying to do what he thought was right, and he may not have had absolutely perfect methods, but what he got was essentially a condescending dressing down by Ogden Driscoll, Tara Nethercott, and others. And I wanted you guys to hear what happened there. Now, this is admittedly an edit. Therefore, I encourage you to go back and listen to the whole thing. You'll find it on the morning of June 7th, toward the end of the session. Representative Nyman was giving his testimony and was effectively cross-examined and then chastised for doing what, in my opinion, his constituency, the people that elected him, sent him there to do. So I'm just going to play this little edit. Admittedly, it is an edit. If one is very honest with what was said, that this is a pretty fair condensation of what was said and how Representative Nyman responded. At any rate, I'm going to play this back for you. If it piques your interest, please go watch the full episode so you can get all of this in context. If you have trouble locating it or need more specific directions, please contact us. You can go to crosscreekmedia.com. There is a Contact Us tab. Find that, drop us an email, and I will send you a specific link so you can watch the entire proceedings in context. Incidentally, I will say that I've asked a number of people that have watched the whole thing in context, that have watched the whole episode, and asked them if this was, in their opinion, a fair representation of what was said, that while I made it more brief, I tried to be fair to every party involved and allow them to have their say. To a person, every individual said, absolutely, this is a fair rendition of what happened. It does not take 35 minutes to go through it as the actual episode did. So without further explanation or excuse or any such thing, here is the edit. Here's a condensation of what happened in the Corporations Committee meeting where Representative Chip Nyman was effectively dressed down for trying to do his job. You judge for yourself.
The folks in my hometown and in my district are very frustrated. They want commitments from their legislators to represent them when they come down here. And I said I would do that because I represent them. As far as the pressure being put on by the folks, if there's somebody up in your face and they're that upset or worried or concerned about an issue, there's a reason. Like a pledge, I talked to one constituent and they said, we need them to sign it. We'd like them to sign it to know that they mean it. And I said, well, isn't their word good enough? They said, we've tried that, but they change when they get down there. Now, I'm not sitting here as a freshman in front of all legislators here that have been here a lot longer than I have, but I ain't been here very long. And I'm not far from the folks that got me here. And their words in my ears ring true. Help us. You're the legislator. You have the access to the ability to do this. Help us. But it's kind of a sad statement when we say we're going to have to force you to put your name to something and sign it so we can hold you to it.
The discussion has started. Senator Driscoll.
I'm going to start, and I probably shouldn't be doing this right here. It ought to be a different setting. You are one of us. You're not part of a different group. You are a representative. What we do is pledge to do what we can for our constituent. But what happens on these pledges is exactly where it's at. And I'm not going to put you a whole lot more on the spot, but you just violated your own pledge, Representative. You violated it. Because what happens is we get put in a place, and then you can't do what you signed off on. And that's my admonition to you about signing pledges. Is they're akin to signing a blank check and handing it to somebody. Because you don't know what's going to come out of this body. And like I say, to some degree, I apologize to you. This really isn't the setting for it. But I'm pretty angry about it because I caught a lot of heat, same as these other ones. But I'll be danged if I'm going to get shoved in a corner by a group or particularly by a colleague of mine. That's not the process. My apologies.
I think people are mature enough to know that they want to know that their legislators are supporting them and their wishes as they go down here. And when things don't work out because the facts come out and things show up that we have to take into consideration, that's what we as legislators take home to them and say, this is what we're up against. I know you want this and I know you want it today, but in reality, I can't offer you that, but I will pledge to support it. But here are the parameters we have to work within and we can't do it. Time, constitutional changes, whatever those things are, we gather that information and then we take it back to those people that we have one-on-one contact with. We do our town halls and we say, this is the deal, guys. Now you can be mad at me if you want, but I support you in what you're looking for. And I will relay your wishes and desires to those folks that also have a constituency to talk to and to be responsible to, but it can't be done right now. I don't know anybody in the world that wouldn't be mature enough to be able to say, okay. And to answer your question, Mr. Co-Chair, the people that crowd me into a group are the people that vote for me. Those are my constituents. I mean, my political career is not long enough to fully understand everything y'all have gone through and what goes through. I don't. But here's what I do know. I work for them. Those folks cramming me into a corner are the folks I need to try to figure out what they're saying and respect and respond to them.
Senator Nethercutt.
Thank you. Just a quick comment. Just because I've heard some comments that I want to make sure are clarified. All of us legislators represent all of the people of Wyoming, not just those that elected us, but all of them. So we must remember that when we're here and we're in these seats, because we represent all of the people of Wyoming.
President Nyman, go ahead.
Senator Nethercutt, I agree. But my first responsibility is to the folks that elect me when I get home. I think that is the dynamic that we bring from every corner of the state. My people that elect me have a different mindset, have a different view of how we do things. And that's why I have to consider them first. And so, and I think that's what makes the state the dynamic state that it is that we all bring our different perspectives from the folks that place us in these positions because they entrust us with that responsibility to come down here and to share their voice. There's a possibility that what folks see and have happen in Northeast Wyoming is different from other places in the state. Yes, ultimately, we work for Wyoming, but that's how we're a corporate body and many hands makes light work. But all of us have responsibilities to the folks that brought us here, which makes, I guess it's been said, as a group genius. And if we deny the folks there and say, no, I don't just work for you. I work for the whole state. And maybe I'm wrong. But I really believe that they're the folks I need to represent and bring their views here so that others can hear what they have to say. I'm the only voice as a representative that they have.